Okay, we are up to Perek Tes in Sefer Yechezkel, and we continue the previous Nevuah. He had a vision, and he continues having the vision that he had in Yerushalayim. He feels himself, he sees himself in Yerushalayim, watching the Churban take place, watching the Toevos, seeing the Avodah Zarah, and Hashem showing him, right, have you seen such Toevos? You should know exactly what the punishment is going to be for, and what they deserve destruction for. So he takes Yechezkel and shows him, and this Perek continues showing Yechezkel exactly the destruction that's going to take place. But in this parak, you do have a little nechama that some of the righteous will be saved. Not everyone will be destroyed, though Yechezkel is very nervous about it. So the parak tells us, Vayikra ba'aznai, kol gadol emar. I heard a great voice saying, Karvu pekudos ha'ir. Bring the pekudos. Who are the pekudos ha'ir? These are the officers, Rashi says, that are going to destroy the city. Hakrivu es ha'pekudim asher efkadati l'shachesa sa'ir. Right, the opposite of Alcha Mosayach Yerushalayim, efkadati shomrim kolalam v'chalalayla. The opposite of the shomrim on Yerushalayim. These are the destroyers of Yerushalayim. Karvu pekudos ha'ir, the anche bavel, the ish klei mashcheso biyadu, and let each one of them have a destructive kli in their hands. Right, let him take it. This is each klei mashcheso. V'hinei, actually, in the pasuk, this pasuk is quoted by the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin that this destruction of pekudos relates to pakadati, the punishment. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Sanhedrin and Daf Kuf Beis that every tzara that ever happens to Klal Yisrael has a shemetz of the Chet Egel. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. On that day, I am going to bring down their sin. And I'm Rabbi Chanina, li'achar esrim ba'ar badoros nigva pasuk zeh. This pasuk that's referring to the Chet Egel, that it was collected, so to speak. It was exacted, the ultimate punishment, 24 generations later, which is the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Rashi here in Sanhedrin, Kuf Beis Aman Aleph, goes through the 24 generations from Nachshon Ben Aminadav, Nachshon all the way to Tzidkio. 24. Shneamar. And he quotes, the Gemara quotes our pasuk. Ve'grabas nai kol gadol emar karvu pekudos. Same word. Pekudos ha'ir. Vish klei mashcheso biyado. If you look in the Shlo HaKadosh, the Shlo goes through. Actually, we'll get to the Shlo soon. First, before the Shlo, the Rinas Yitzchak here, Yitzchak Saratskin quotes that maybe there's a connection between the Churban and Chet Egel, right? One would see, what is the connection? That Chet Egel is kind of like Avodah Zarah. What does that have to do with the Churban Beis HaMikdash? Okay, maybe it was the Big Three. It was also Avodah Zarah, but not specifically Avodah Zarah. So he quotes from the Taras Chaim on that Gemara. The Taras Chaim says that Bishas Churban Abayis, as we know earlier, the Navi Zachariah was killed. Zachariah ben Yehoyada, not Zachariah of the Treyasar. But the Zachariah was killed in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? The Gemara in Gittin talks about it, right? Nevuzaradan came into the Beis HaMikdash and he sees the blood boiling, he doesn't know, and they try to hide it, and ultimately he murders so many Jews to try to get the blood to stop boiling. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the Maisa Hara of the Kohen the Navi, he was Nizkar Kaviyachu, what Bnei Yisrael wanted to do earlier, Bashas HaEgel. Remember, but the Chet HaEgel, the Bnei Yisrael wanted, so to speak, to kill Aaron HaKohen. And Aaron says, I better do something because they're going to kill me like they killed Chur. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And Dav Zion says the Gemara, in Ma Ra'a, by Aaron sees by the Egel, by even Mizbeach Lefanav, Ma Ra'a, Ra'a Chur Shezavuach Lefanav. He saw Chur who was killed. The Amar, and he says, Lo Shamanu Lehu, if they don't listen to me, Hashta Abdul, if I don't listen to them, Hashta Abdul Kid Abdi Bakur, they're gonna kill me, they're gonna do to me what they did to Khur, Umekayim B, Imiaregi Mikdash Vashem, Kohen Benavi. Ah, Bachet the Egel, the Mikdash, the Khurban is mentioned. And Aaron is saying that would be the end right then. So I'm going to delay it at least as much as I can. 24 generations. V'lo'avu takanta la'olam. Mutav delavdu la'egel efshar havilu takanta b'tshuva. Let him at least do chet ha'egel and not kill the Navi Hashem. Because that Navi Hashem, once that happened, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the egel and brings the ultimate punishment. The Maritz Chayas on that Gemara, once we're here, Maritz Chayas wonders why Aaron HaKohen says, I'd rather them do Avodah Zarah than murder. What's the difference? They're both two of the big three. Why is Avodah Zarah? Aaron HaKohen says, better than they should do Avodah Zarah than to do murder. So he quotes, maybe that's the basis for the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, where the Rambam mentions that even though there are many different averos that Rahman al-Islam one might violate, there's nothing compared to murder in terms of undermining the fabric of society. Sha'afapi, Perek Dalet Halacha Tes, in Hilchas Rotzeach. Sha'afapi she'esh avonos chamurin, mishvichas damim. Even though there might be, per se, worse, more stringent sins, ein bo en ashchasas yishuvo shalolam kishvichas damim. Nothing destroys the world like murder. Sha'afilu avonos zara, ve'etzarach lomer arayos ochil shabes inon kishvichas damim. She'elu avonos hin mi'avir shvinadam lakadosh baruchu, avos shvichas damim, included in that is arayos. Or all the mitzvahs that one does cannot outweigh the avera of murder. Right, and why is he held to task at the end of his life? Because he killed Navos. Right, that was why. Not all the Avodah Zarah that he did, but that's why Aaron HaKohen says maybe Avodah Zarah is better. But either way, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin there on Daf Kuf Beis, this pasuk connects us back to the Chet Egel in the earlier generations, and now it's coming full circle. Now they actually did it, what they wanted to do earlier, possibly killing Aaron. Hashem doesn't punish for Api Machshava, but once something is done, that might be Megala, that really was their intention. Vihinei, what else does Yecheskel see here? Pasuk Beis. Vihinei Shisha Anashim Bo'ami Derech Shar Elyon. In this vision, he sees six men coming from the north, Shar Elyon, Asher Mufnet Safona, Vish Kli Mafatso Biado. Again, each one has a destroying instrument in his hand. Vish Echad B'tocham Lavush Badim. There's one man in the middle wearing linen. V'kesas Asofer B'masav. He has some ink on his loins. Vayavo V'yavdo Eitzel Mizbeach Hanachoshes. And they stand next to the Mizbeach. Every phrase in this pasuk is darshaned by the Chazal and by the Rishonim. Pashtus, who are the six men? They're members of the Babylonian army. But there are a lot of other deeper ideas here. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Nun Hei says maybe these six are six types of destruction. Six types of destruction, the Gemara says. They are Nun Hei, Amid Aleph. What are six types of destruction? Ketzef, Af, Chema, Mashchis, Meshaber, Mechala. Six different types of words that mean destruction. That's the sixth. The Abravanel says maybe it's six averos that caused the korban. Maybe it's referring to the six malachim, says the Abarbanel, the six malachim that ultimately led to the korban, right? The six malachim that he counts are Menashe, Amon, Yehoahaz, Yehoyakim, Yehoyachin, Tzidkiyahu. And who was the one in the middle? Then that was Yoshiyahu, because he was the one that did Shuva. Okay, six. Or the Abarbanel says maybe it also means the six directions. There are six directions, so the sins came from all over. From all different sides, the sins came. But either way, these are the six that are standing there, and Yecheskel has this vision that they're about to destroy. Ukvod Elokei Yisrael, Na'ala Me'ala Kruv, and then he sees Kaviyachal. This could be one of the psukim that Rashi would say, don't darshan, as we saw in the last parak. The Kavod of Hashem, the Shechina, is leaves the Kruv, Asher Haya Alav Al Miftan Abayis, that it had been on the threshold of the house. Vayikrel Ha'ish Alavush Abadim Asher Keses HaSofer B'Masnav. And Hashem calls to the Lavash Abadim and says, start destroying, as we will see. But first, this pasuk is a reference to the Pasuk Gimel, to the Histalkos HaShechina. We know the Shechina left. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Rosh Hashanah that the Shechina stopped at 10 spots. 10 spots. Again, what does this mean? It doesn't mean that the Shechina is something physical and it stopped at 10 spots. It just means that Hashem was going slowly, slowly, so to speak, trying to give a chance for tshuva. But that's what the Gemara says at the end of Rosh Hashanah. Eser Masaos Nasa Shechina Mikrai, based on Psukim. Ukeneg Dan Golsa Sanhedrin Migemara. And Kenegdon, the Sanhedrin at 10 stops, that's a Mesorah. What are the Esr Masod, Asah, Shechina, Mikroi, Mikaporis, Lekruv, Mikruv, Lekruv. That's why this is singular. Umikruv, Lemiftan, Umiftan, Lechatzer, Michatzer, Lemezech, Mizbech, Legal, Begal, Lechoma, Umichoma, Leir, Meir, Lahar, Umehar, Lemidbar, Umi, Midbar, Ulsa, Vyashva, Bimkoma. And all the Psukim are quoted, including some of the Psukim in our Perek, the 10 that are the 10 places that the Shechina left. Here's the way the Shlach HaKadosh says. The Shlach says that maybe the 10 stops are related to the 10 sins. Every stop is connected to a place. Kapores is on top of the Aron. Kapores Aron Ho'ed is Shabo Amud HaTorah. So when they sinned in Torah, it left. Torah Nasa LeKruv Shu Kenegat Amud Avoda. The Kruv is Avoda, because Kruv is the most Adam ki Yakriv. And when they Nechzar Amud Avoda, it went to the Miftan Abayis, That symbolizes Gemilas Chesed. People come in at the door. And when they this left, they went to the Chatzer. Chatzer Ha'azara, Shezeromiz Almud Hadin, Kshenechzer Almud Zen, Nasal Mizbeach, Mizbeach HaKtoris, Kneged Emes. He goes through each of them. But again, the 10 are parallel to the 10 places and the 10 sins. The Gemara continues and says, the Sanhedrin parallel also went to 10 places, as the Gemara says, from the Lishkas HaGazes to a place called Chanut, Chanut to a place in Yerushalayim, from Yerushalayim to Yavne, as we know, Tein Yavne v'chachameha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked, to Usha, back to Yavne, back to Usha, Shafra'am, Beit Sha'arim, Sipori, and finally, Tveria. Utveria amuka mikulan, Tveria is the deepest. The Rambam quotes this in Hilchas Shofti, in Hilchas Sanhedrin, where the Rambam says, that's where the Sanhedrin ultimately went, to Tveria, and then the Rambam adds a beautiful ha'ara, Ukshizkal Kalashura Galu Mimakon Lamakom Lasar Makomas Galu Visofan Litferia. Umisham Lo Amad Bezan Agadol Arata. There's never been another Bezan Agadol. Vikabalahi, and there is a Misora, says the Rambam. Shebitferia Asidin Lachzor Tchila Umisham Neatakin Lamikdash. Well, we have Tchias Amesim. The Sanhedrin is going to start there, and then it is going to go from there to the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why the legend is, that's why the Rambam wanted to be buried in Tveria, right? He died in Egypt. How he got to Tveria is a mystery. Some say they put his aron on an animal, on a camel, on a donkey, and it walked, and it stopped in Tveria. But why Tveria? Dafka, maybe because the Rambam wanted to be part of the Sanhedrin, Lasilavo, and that's what he says, the Sanhedrin will start again in Tveria. But either way, the Shechina left. What does it mean, the Shechina left? You know, the Rambam says that the Shechina, right, the you're not allowed to walk on Har Bayis Bezman Hazeh, right, that's the Kedusha Rishona, Kedusha Shniya, there is some Kedusha Lasid Lavo, but I thought the Shechina left. We're describing the Yisuk and the Shechina left. Or there are Midrashim that say the Shechina never left the Kotel HaMaravi, right, so, and then wherever there are 10 people learning Shechina Beinehem, and one person Shechina Kenegdo. So obviously there are different levels of intensity of Shechina. And we use Shechina in different ways. If you look in the Hakdama to the Tshuvos of Sha'arei Tzion, those are the Tshuvos of the Rav of the Kotel, Rav Shmuel Rabinovitz. So there, he in the Hakdama to his Tshuvos, he discusses the Binyan Tzion. The Binyan Tzion, Rav Etlinger, discusses this in a Tshuva too. But he talks about Yesh Bei Bechinos HaBemusag Shechina. Rishon Nemar Al Kvod Hashem Shu Makar HaKedusha. V'Sheni Nomar Al Or HaNe'etzal HaMashpia Kedusha. Talks about different intensities. So however it's described, right? The Shechina left, but the Shechina is still there, but we still daven. V'Sechzena Einenu. B'Shuv Chol Tzion, come back. So Hashem left, but he's always there. So again, there's different levels. We can't put this into words because it's not physical concepts. There's different types of intensities of Shechina, but the most intense level that is present when we have the Beis HaMikdash, that's what left here in Pasuk Gimel. Good. Vayomer Hashem, Elav, Hashem said to him, this person that I see, Yechezkel said, Avar b'tocha ir, b'tocha Yerushalayim, go throughout the city, Visa Tav al Mitzchos Ha'anashim. Put a sign, put a mark on the men, Hanenachim, Hanenachim, Al Kol HaTawebos, Hanasus Psocha. The ones that are upset about what's going on, put a mark on them. Tav. The Gemara in Shabbos, Nunhei, said literally a tav. Write the letter Tav on their forehead. Write a letter Tav on their forehead as a sign that they should be saved. The Radak here says, right, it reminds us of Dam HaPesach B'Mitzrayim, La'osa L'Simon, as a protection. Right, put the blood on the doorways so the Mechablim don't get you. So that's what the Gemara says here too. So why Dafka Tav? So the Gemara has four different ideas. Why Dafka Tav? Either Tav is it shall be. Tav Tichye, Tav Tamus. The Gemara says there, you wrote it on a Tav on the Tzadikim and on the Rishayim, which the Marsha is bothered by. Once you write it on the Tzadikim, why do you have to write on the Rishon? Maybe Nafkamin is Benonim. But either way, Tav, that's one shot. Rav. Shmuel Amar, Tama Schus Avos. Tama Schus Avos. Schus Avos has finished. That's where Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, that maybe Tama Schus Avos, but Bris Avos is never completed. Interesting discussion. What is it? What is Schus Avos? What is Bris Avos? Rabbi Yochanan says, Tachun Schus Avos, the opposite. Schus Avos should help this person. Reish Lakish Amar, Tav is the end of Hashem's signet. Emes. Emes is Chosam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tav is the last letter in that. A fifth idea of Shomar Nachmeni, these are the people that were Mekayim the Torah. Me Aleph Ad Tav. Put a Tav on that to say they did everything, even until Tav. So either way, this is the sign that is given to protect some people. So there are going to be some people that will survive. Ula Eila Amar Ba'aznai Ivru Ba'ir Achra Vahaku. But then Yechezkel says he sees Hashem, he hears Hashem telling all these officers, these destroyers, go and destroy. Al Tacho Zeinchem, Al Tachmolu, don't have Rachmanis. Zakein, Bachur, Psula, start with the Zakeinim. Maybe that's reference to the Sanhedrin that were not acting properly. Bachur Basula, Taf and Nashim, Targo Lamashchis. Don't touch the ones with the tough. They're protected. Umi Mikdashi Tachelu. So what does that mean? From my Mikdash, Tachelu might mean start with the Mikdash, because that's what you have to purify first. The Mesudas David here says, Tachelu, Tatchilu, Lahakosmi Anashima Omdim Lefne Mikdashi. We start with them. The Gemara says Tachilu. Maybe also can mean something else. The chilu is fear. So maybe it has another pshat here. But anyway, that's the pashtus. Vayachilu ba'anashim azakeinim asher lefnei habayis. They started with this keinim. Vayomer aleihem tamu es habayis umalu es hachatzeiros. Don't worry about killing people in the base of Mikdash. You can be metame. Chalalim umalu es hachatzeiros chalalim tseyu vayatsu vihiku va'ir. Yechezkel sees the destruction. Sees the destruction going on. Vayikakosam v'neisha'ar ani. I'm the only one left, says Yechezkel. I fall on my face and I start screaming in his vision. You're destroying everybody. You're destroying everybody. Nobody's left. See, the Das Sofrim wonders all of these visions that the Nevi'im see. So one might say they're just being shown the future. They're showing the future, Kilu, what's happening already. That's what we assume prophecy usually is. They're seeing the future. It also can be something else. Because maybe they're just like there's a Yerushalayim Shalmata, the Yerushalayim Shamala. Just like there's a person Lamata, there's a person Lamata. And whatever's going to happen to a person first has the potential of that happens upstairs in Shamayim. And then later on, it happens in actuality on earth. So maybe that's what the Das Ofrim says Yechezkel is seeing. He's seeing that the potential of what's about to happen, happening in Shamayim, and that is what's going to happen on earth. Either way, he sees it and he asks Hashem, there's nobody that's going to be left. But Yomer Elan Hashem says, Avon Beis Yisrael v'Yehuda Gadol Bimod Ma'od. The sin is very, very great. V'atimalei Aretz Damim. Everybody, there's murder, there's blood everywhere. V'ir Mal'am Muteh. Everybody is crooked. Ki Amru, because they said, as we saw in last parak, there's no Hashgacha. Az Hashem Asa Aretz V'en Hashem Ro'eh. They deny my seeing. They deny my Hashgacha. The Medrash in Eicha even says, based on this pasuk, Gadol Ma'od Ma'od, that we're even worse than Sodom. We might have even been worse than stone. Why? How could we be worse than stone? Because at least, because by stone it just says, Chatasam ki kavda me'od. And here it's a double lashon. Gadol bim'od me'od. So the Medrash tells us that maybe, actually stone, lo avra al mitzvah shenitz tavu. Ubnei Yisrael, they violated, they were commanded. Stone wasn't commanded. We were commanded and we were even worse. So that is a major discussion in the Rishonim. So if they weren't commanded, why were they punished? Obviously, they did something wrong. So all the stories in Bereishis, there's this discussion. Stom and Cain and Hevel and the Dor HaMabul. You know, what exactly was it? Were they actually commanded? Because if they were commanded, they wouldn't have been held accountable. Or there are certain ethical behaviors and activities that one should know even without being commanded. So that is a discussion. The Ramban and Rabbeinu Bachai and others in Bereishis seem to say that it wasn't a literal command. Wasn't a literal command, but people should know. People should know this murder, right? That the Ramban writes this in Perek Vav. Shu mitzvah. This is by the Bar Mabel. Mitzvah muskeles ein b'alhem b'tzarech l'navi l'mazir. There's no need. There's no need. Rabbeinu Bachai by Stom. She'ein l'cha uma ba'olam. Shalo yasut staka elu amelu. V'ashi Stom huayu moasim bo. V'ayu achzarim b'tachlis. So, there are many Rishonim that say that. There are those, though, that argue. Sefer Ikarim writes, if they wouldn't be commanded, then there's no way they would have been punished. Right? So, we're going against that Medrash. It has to be that they were commanded. Or else they wouldn't have been punished. Sefer Ikarim writes this in Maimar Gimel Perek Zion. B'yeru bazeh shebezula sivu yaloki e efshar sheyivadu advarim hanirtsim eitzal Hashem o apilti nirtsim v'shalonen ashkain al rigas hevel elabavar she'avar mitzvah Hashem v'chein b'dor amabul v'chulu v'fishakul hayu ovrim. So again, is it because they were mitzvah and not mitzvah? The other way to just say it is that they already had the Torah. They already had the mitzvot. Hashem expects more of them. Right? Not dafka mitzvah or eno mitzvah, but obviously when it comes to, you had a Beit, look what you had. You had a Beit Hamikdash, you had Nevi'im, you had everybody talking to you. And even there, that is Bim'od Ma'od. Bim'od Ma'od, the double Lashon, is always used in extreme cases. Finishing up, Vagamani, Lo Sachos Eini, Velo Echmol Darka, Barosham Nasati. As we said also in the last parak, or two parakim ago, Hashem didn't show any Rachmanis, Lefanim Yishur Hasadin. Why? Mita Kenegan Mita. The Gemara Ba'Metzia, right? Why was the Beit Hamikdash destroyed? Because Danu Din Torah. They didn't do above and beyond. They didn't do any Lefanim Mishur HaSadin. They didn't do Lefanim Mishur HaSadin. Hashem says, I'm not either. V'hinei, and Ha'ish Shalavush HaBadim, the last point of the vision, says, Yechezkel, I saw the man, I saw the figure, and he says, Hashem, I've done it. Asisi Kechol HaShar Tzivisani, which is eerily similar to the pasuk we know at the end of Dvarim. Right, Asisi Kechol HaShar Tzivisani, what we say by Vidui Maestros, I've done everything. So here, he's done everything in terms of the Hashchasa of Yerushalayim. Okay, we'll have to stop here, Hashem, and we will continue next week, next time, with Perek Yud.